There's Bob Seger and his legendary hit song. Hey, Liz Winstead's here with us. Hi.
Hi, I'm here.
How are you?
I made it. I'm Seger. I'm all over it.
Yeah, yeah. You're all into it, too. You look great. Look at you in a dress. I've never seen you in a dress.
Don't tell anybody. Why do you announce I'm in a dress?
I've only ever seen you in jeans and a t-shirt or something.
I know. Yeah, I mean, it's the new me.
It's that fake snakeskin, though. That's very popular.
It is. It's fake skin.
Fake skin.
It's a fake skin.
Very nice. It covers you very, very well.
Right.
Liz. Hey, there's a thing going on. Marshalls, the department store people, have
That's
put together.
Right. Brand names for less.
This inaugural women in comedy thing that it got kicked off last night at Carnegie Hall. I walk my dogs past Carnegie Hall every day. I saw the picture of Paula Poundstone and Rita Rudner. I went, damn, how can I...
And Mary Tyler Moore.
Mary Tyler Moore. I said, how can I get a free ticket to this? I went, you can't. It's a benefit. I was like, oh, geez.
Yeah,
benefit.
I know.
You can't get free tickets and benefits. But it's exciting. Tell me about it. You know all about it, don't you?
Apparently I do.
Yeah.
the sad thing is that it's the first one ever.
Yeah,
apparently, women in comedy, it's a new thing.
No, it's not. But this is the celebration of it is a new thing.
Yeah, the celebration of it is a new thing. There is comedy going on all over the city, the boroughs. There's women just like coming to a comedy club near you.
It's like the Rockettes of comedy.
It's really terrific.
Right. They all get up there and then they what happens? They tell a few jokes.
Tell a few stories.
Ovulate together and then
we all start menstruating. It's terrific.
Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, it would be. Crabby.
Strange. Wendy Liebman is involved. We love her. She's a guest here on the show once in a while.
Wendy Liebman, very funny. You've got everybody.
Sarcastic. Kate Clinton.
Yep, she is funny.
Right. And you, my dear.
And me.
Now, what was that TV show you were involved with?
The Daily Show.
Oh, The Daily Show.
Yes,
yeah. See, you were good on that.
Daily
now, are you
Thank
still
you.
On that? I lost
no,
cable.
I left there in January.
Oh, see, now good, because I didn't pay my cable bill, and they had the nerve to shut it off.
Well, I'm doing a special for VH1 now also, so you got to get your cable back.
Oh, nice.
So if you like The Daily Show, you will like this show.
I took a wire from my neighbor's apartment. I split it down. I'm making that up. Of course I didn't. Of course I paid my cable bill.
Those Time Warner people, they'll find you, Mark.
No, I know
they the student loan people.
No, but they advertise with us, and so they should give it to me for free. But
that's
you were on that. You were very funny on that. Did you like doing the television thing
on a
daily basis?
I mean, it's like my comedy is political and social commentary anyway, so to be able to do a show 4 nights a week that responds to the world was amazing.
Okay, I'm just going to throw something out here. Just we'll see what happens. All right, Monica Lewinsky in New York trying to hide or something. I don't know what's going on, but everybody's, everywhere she goes, people are looking at your take. What do you think? What's this woman all about? What is with Monica Lewinsky?
I gotta tell you, the thing about Monica Lewinsky that freaks me out is that when you Lewinsky the president,
yes,
and then you get a job recommendation,
yes,
and then you don't get the job, it's very sad.
Yeah, that's
plus
sad.
The place they give her a job is Revlon, where they make concealer and cover up. It's perfect. I mean, come on. What would be better? It's very sad. And Linda Tripp, that, it is not the parade of beauties, the whole Clinton scandal.
Yeah. No,
Linda Tripp looks like Donald Trump in drag. If you were to put a wig on Donald Trump, you get Linda Tripp.
He's better looking than she is. He'd make a better looking chick. Can you say chick for the Women's Festival? All right. He'd make a better looking woman than she would. She is.
It's really frightening.
I hate to go just on superficial looks, but suey. Two words.
But Ken Starr's the worst.
Yeah.
And Clinton, I think they should call him editor-in-chief rather than commander-in-chief. Because he really has a hard time just spitting it right out there, doesn't he?
All the news that fits.
All the news that fits. Exactly.
That's so cool. You are. You're like a little political wise guy. You always get something to say about everything.
Well, now it's fun, too, to watch the Republicans eating their young.
Yeah.
They're just in there like feasting on the carcass of Newt.
Newt's
gotta
go.
Looks like a giant toddler. Have you seen Newt Gingrich? Looks like a toddler. He looks like a doddering little child.
A giant baby?
Yeah. And it's confusing. I always expect to see him with a giant napkin just tucked right in his shirt because he looks like he's just come from a big meal.
He is. A lot's concealed behind that desk that he's usually sitting at. He's fat. But, guys wear suits. It covers all that up,
I know.
But he's gone. Yeah, I mean, isn't it funny that Clinton, Mr. Sinner, is still left standing and the Newtster is gone?
Well, people, I think, can relate to lying about maybe cheating on somebody. They can't relate to something like called the Resolution Trust Corporation that happened 15 years ago with Whitewater and Webb Hubble and, subversion of bliss and blah, blah, blah. Hey, you know what? The guy cheated on his wife.
Yeah.
We all understand. That's right, because I think he's a scumbag.
It's all CNN's fault. There's too many media things happening. Too many people trying to get the story behind the story.
There's too much news. I mean, when you actually have to have a graphics department and a theme song for every single time you report report the news. It's pretty pathetic.
Hey, are you performing tonight, tomorrow in this area?
I'm performing tonight at Caroline's.
Tonight at Caroline's.
At 10:30.
Oh, my God. I could go there. I could go home,
Judy
get a little
Gold
shower.
And Renee Hicks and Sarah Silverman. It's really a fun, edgy show. So if you like edgy, dark comedy.
Are guys welcome, or are we just going to be bashed?
No.
Any guy that goes to that show, you sit in the front row, you're going to be festival of guy jokes.
It will not be festival of guy jokes.
What do you call that little thing between your legs? I can just hear it now. It's just going to be guy bashing for me. You women are just going to get us back for all the years of...
You have so much hubris to think that we even think you matter. We are far more interested in other things.
I have so much what?
Hubris.
Hubris? What's that?
Hubris is...
get your thesaurus.
Self-involvement.
Oh, I see. Well,
yes.
Jesus.
Were you going for the thesaurus, actually, Mark?
No, yeah.
Pulling
it
out.
Yeah.
The only thing there
really
is the rock and roll encyclopedia.
Really?
Which hubris is right in there.
We have books here in lieu of actual education.
Yes, yeah. You have box sets.
Yes, we do. A lot of box sets.
In lieu of dictionaries.
I'll give you a box set, you'll never forget. No, listen, so you'll be at, this Women in Comedy thing continues now through the next few nights.
Yes.
And you'll be at Caroline's tonight.
I'm at Caroline's tonight.
Wendy Liebman will be there tomorrow. She's going to be here with us tomorrow.
Oh,
I think.
Great.
Yeah. And she's there tomorrow. I think that's involved, right?
Yep, it's terrific. Right. It's everywhere. It's every comedy club around in the boroughs and Manhattan. There's women.
This. Or as I like to call it, when you shop in Marshall, I always like to call it Marshall's.
Marshall. It's very much like Target.
Yeah, Marshall's. It sounds more Fifth Avenue. Marshall.
Oh, yeah.
I was at where'd you get that? Oh, it's lovely. Marshall's. Yeah, it was nice of him. So this is good. A woman in comedy now, Mary Tyler Moore. Did you get to meet her?
I didn't get to meet her.
She's a nice lady. I've met her.
She's so great. You know.
Had her face lifted so many times, her belly button's up by her chin. But, you know, what are you going to do? It's showbiz. It's television.
Showbiz, you know, but you look at some facelifts and it's scary. Have you ever seen Jocelyn Wildenstein?
Oh, the bride. Yeah. Oh,
she
I love her.
She's brilliant.
Yeah, I love her.
Isn't she great?
You know, she wasn't bad looking to begin with. I don't know why she did that to herself. And when you hear her speak, she's not a bad person. I sort of dug her. I thought I'd hate her. You know, I thought I'd be like, and she was actually okay.
But you should never want to look like a bad drag queen. She looks like a B level drag queen, that poor thing.
She does. Yeah, we got to play a song because that's radio, but will you stay?
I'm here.
Liz Winstead's here. It's Mark Perino. And, oh, my God.
And it's the Eagles.
Yeah, it's the Eagles. That's right. Go ahead. Talk it up. Go ahead.
It's the Eagles. It's the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you'd like, but you can never leave. It's a Roach Motel, actually.
Is this the 10 in a row Classic Rock Station?
This is the 10 in a row Classic Rock Station. Q104.
I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Mark Perino.
Oh, geez.
The best voice in radio.
Oh, it's from masturbating a lot as a kid. All right, hold on, everybody.